This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Glove with a play fake, boots back to
wide
his
left, open.
Throws back down the right side. Musgraves all alone at the 15, down the sideline, to the pylon. Touchdown, Green Bay.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. What do you think is the best case and worst case scenario for the Cowboys record this season? Now, I did see someone text in and say, best case is 17-0, worst case is 0-17.
True. Technically fair. Correct.
From a realistic perspective, what do you think is the best case and worst case scenario for this team?
Best case, 13-4.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to reach their best case,
sure.
But that would be wow, because that would probably give you a great chance to be the one seed.
But you're still feeling nervous going into the playoffs,
100%, because
right?
I'm just going to assume, yeah. I hate saying this, but I'm going to assume they play their worst football of the year in that game. Whenever they get to play their playoff game, my assumption is we have not seen this Dallas Cowboys team play. We're going to watch a team. We're going to be very confused on how bad they are in that playoff game, even if they go 13-4. Hope I'm wrong. But worst case is 7-10. I think they can still win with Cooper Rush, because worst case scenario is Dak gets hurt early on in the season and can't play. Because I think that would destroy your season of making the playoffs. There's other guys, too, that I think would destroy it, too, but he's the most important. But I would go, you know what, with Cooper Rush, I saw him go 4-1 a few years ago, and I'm not saying he would go 4-1, but I think that in 17 games, if Cooper Rush was your quarterback, I think you'd go, I guess I would move it maybe down to 6-11, but I still think they could go 7-10.
I gotcha.
Well, Mike did take my best case.
Ooh.
13-4. And I kind of, part of me wants to go 12-5 just because they've done that so consistently. And to actually achieve that this year with what I think is a lesser roster would be a very good thing.
Okay, let me ask you a quick question.
Plus, they got a tough schedule.
That is true. When y'all do best case, worst case, do you go down and you're like, this is a loss, this is a loss? Or do you look at like clumps and you're like, I don't know which one, but they'll lose that Philly or Houston
probably clumps,
game.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Because they could win one that I don't expect them to,
sure,
but they'll lose
sure
the one that I don't expect them to also.
Okay.
So, yeah, somewhere in there. But yeah, man, a 13-4 season is pretty exceptional. And at the same time, it's Mike McCarthy somehow found a way to keep those guys locked in and not getting burnt out throughout the difficult part of the schedule, which, as we know, is the meat of the schedule, the real meat of it.
Mm.
The worst case scenario is I got them at 6-11.
Okay.
And that is, here's worst case scenario. You're going along pretty well, and then Dak gets hurt. Or you're going along pretty well, or you're not starting off very well, and then the team starts to fall apart. And you're looking at, hey, man, Mike McCarthy, his contract's running out. Dak Prescott, he didn't get his contract done. He's looking elsewhere now. The defense is like, man, I don't even know. So that's, if the locker room becomes fractured, this team will not be. You've seen it before, man.
No, you're right. But I was going to ask this question. For reasonable best case scenario, is there any part of you, I don't want anybody to get hurt, but is there any part of you that thinks 6-11 could be a best case scenario? Because then if the front office is telling the truth, you move on from your quarterback, you move on from your head coach, you'll have a better draft pick, not a top of the round draft pick.
Do you have top 10?
You could.
That's right around. Yeah. I'd say anywhere between 7-12.
Yeah. And you really have to, or you would think, you really have to reboot it. Now, that is also taking assumptions that the front office is, like, you know, telling the truth about some of these things. But is there any part of you that thinks 6-11 could be a best case? Because then you're like, now you have to try again and reboot the thing.
In a way, yes, because I think most likely they're going to go 10-7 and make the playoffs and lose in the first round.
I can see that.
And now you have the decision on, he's met, Dak and McCarthy have made the playoffs 4 years in a row.
Yep.
Yes, there's no playoff success, but that's tough for the Jones family to go away from. You're competitive. Agreed. You're making the playoffs. If you get in, you have a chance. And I don't think they go away from it. So I think that they would do the thing that I think Cowboy fans would maybe dislike the most, and that would be giving McCarthy a 2-year extension and Dak a 3-year $180 million contract and with all the no trade clauses, everything that you would ever want in a contract.
And that you're right when you say that you don't think Cowboys fans want that. The part of the question, Kevin, am I going into the season wanting that best case scenario?
Okay.
Because if so, and all those things happen, then yeah, that's a best case scenario for me. Right now, I'll be honest, I haven't been like railing against Dak for a long time, sure. But I'm kind of tired of where this team falls short.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of like, okay, can we find a new piece to go forward with? So that's where I am. And I'm not begging for a season where we're bad, because I don't want to come in here every week, Kevin, and have to talk about a bad football team every week.
Can I tell you something? I'm really intrigued by your question, because I would root for a bad season as a one-off if I thought it was a means to actually get the ends done. But I don't necessarily think that. You know, like I said, if the Cowboys go 6-11, they theoretically should do X, Y, and Z. But I don't necessarily think they will. If you told me...
Because you don't think that they'll move on from Dak because of the money?
Yes, kind of. And so if you told me it's going to be a crap season, but then you're going to, you know, sweep everything out, you're going to rebuild, and I'd be like, okay, this what we're doing isn't working. Let's try something new. I could get my head around that, but I don't think they will. So I feel like you have no choice but to root for, hey, maybe this time it works out, even though the last 28, 29 years tell you it probably will not.
I mean, more than anything, I want to root for Dak Prescott and the Cowboys winning. Like, more than anything, I want that part of it. I will say this, though. Listening to Sean this morning, he kind of laid it out for the first time I think that I've heard somebody on our station lay it out. Is how does Jerry and Steven win? How do Jerry and Steven win with this Dak negotiation?
Yeah.
When not signing him? And that is, if you don't get as far as you want, you don't get it to an NFC championship game, or you don't get a playoff win, and then he wins after he leaves, goes somewhere else, wins a couple of playoff games, but never really gets over the hump, never really gets there. That was the best explanation, is that's what Jerry and Steven are really trying to decide. Kind of, aside from the money, is was that worth it? That we decided he wasn't going to be the one to take us there, and so we bit the $40 million on the dead money and said we just have to live with that.
So ESPN put out kind of their idea for every single team's floor and ceiling, and if you're curious about other teams, I'm sure we could run through that as well. For the Cowboys, they said ceiling 13-4, floor 8-9. And kind of going through some of these texts, some of the stuff on the YouTube and the Twitch from the 817, just feed them saucy nugs all season and they'll go 14-3. From the 817, best case scenario 13-4, worst case scenario 7-10. It depends on how McCarthy is going to manage in the fourth quarter and in the playoffs. From the 325, 12-5 and 6-11 as best and worst case scenario. And like a lot of people, they have it kind of meeting in the middle at 9-8. I'm sure that 7-10, 8-9, 9-8, and 10-7 are popular choices for the Dallas Cowboys record this year.
I just don't feel like they're going to be a middling team, Kevin.
Okay.
I feel like, and I think I created this word. I don't think they're going to be one of those teams that, I think it's going to be extreme on either side. I think it's going to be either a really good regular season or a really poor regular season. I don't feel like it's a team that's going to land in the middle just because of the other factors that are involved.
I hope you're right. This team feels like a kind of a 10-7 to me, losing the first round on the road sort of team, but I hope you're right.
And that's not enough to change anything.
To you and to me.
You think it is to Jerry?
Oh, you said it's not enough to change anything?
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely enough to change something.
10-7 and lose the playoffs?
Yes, because I know.
But what to change what? To change the coach?
And the quarterback. Although
I don't think it's enough to change the quarterback.
And I would argue that his contract is why they're not going to change that, because they painted themselves into a corner, because they're like, oh, yeah, we'll figure it out with Dak. And now that it's here, they're like, oh, crap. He really does want to get paid, and we're kind of up against it in terms of if he walks away. I don't know. You might be right, because then I know they'll trot out the, do you know in the last 4 years, we have had 46 wins.
You know how difficult it is to find a good quarterback, let alone a great quarterback in this thing?
And I'm not even counting the one against Tampa in the playoffs.
Yes, exactly.
Where we went on the road in the playoffs and beat Tom Brady. Holy cow.
Did you not see how good Dak was against Tom Brady in that game?
Now, a lot of the over-unders for the Cowboys have the win line set at about 9.5.
Okay.
Would you go over on that? I would go over on that.
I've seen 10.5 a lot of places, and I was already going over on that.
Oh,
so
okay.
So yes, I'm going over 9.5.
So would you go over at 9.5?
Yeah.
Okay.
10.5, I would probably, if it's 50-50, if the odds are, because I know they it's an over-under, but it's not even money on
it. So we'll get to 10.5. That is not an even proposition anymore, but 9.5 is closer.
I would lean, I'm leaning at 10 wins, so if your number's 9.5, I will go over. If it's 10.5, I will go under.
So the Fanatics book had it at 10.5 for the Cowboys. So much money has come in on the under, 93%. That now the under is down to minus 200, which means if you take the under, you have to bet twice as much as you're hoping to win.
I want to do that.
No. Well, especially because you're betting under. Like, obviously, it's more fun to bet the over if it's a team that you like.
Yes.
So that's probably a tough sell. And from the 901, I'm just going to give a couple more of these. Best case scenario, 9-8. Worst case scenario, 6-11. From the 318, the locker room could be ultra toxic. That's why their best case, worst case scenario, 13-4 to 4-13. That is a, I would be willing to argue very much that they will land somewhere within that mix.
It could get that way. That's the thing about when you have your head coach and your quarterback on, this is it.
Yeah.
Do or don't. Boy, if it starts off 2-3, and I know that's still a lot of football left, it could get toxic on how much commitment do I make to this organization. I hate saying that. I think Dak's a good dude, but
yeah, I think we all do.
But you also have to somewhat protect yourself in that situation. If it seems like you don't have a running game and you're having to pass the ball 45 times and you're getting hit a lot, well, sometimes you do have to start making a few business decisions in that situation.